What's going on, Beaches, and welcome to episode 1305. Thank you so much for being here. It is Monday, December the 2. December the dose. We are after, this is Cyber Monday. You can still get some cool deals. I actually avoided Amazon for the most part. I looked, I'm like, oh my God, there's things. Oh my God, those things are not as expensive as they normally are, and I don't really need them. It's hard because you see some stuff and you kind of like justify the fact that you need them just because they made them less expensive. I mean, if you wouldn't buy them when they were more expensive, I mean, more often than not, you don't need them, period. You know what I'm saying? It's like you save and you make do and you handle and buy what you need to buy when you need to buy it. But, you know, a lot of times that's how we just accumulate shit. But hopefully, if you got some good deals, then you got some good deals and I'm happy for you. I don't know if that made sense, but it made sense in my mind and that's all that matters. So I said it and now you had to hear it. Oh my God. What are you going to do with me? This episode is going to be some good fire. Just finished a yoga class. I did a hot yoga. No, it wasn't hot yoga. It was vinyasa flow. Oh my God. Doing a yoga class when you are sore, when your upper body is sore, my God, it will knock you the fuck out. So I modified, skipped out on some of the salutations, or not the salutations, but like the vinyasas, like the actual upward dog, downward dog. Ugh, daddy doesn't need more pushups. Papa does not need more pushups. I have enough hypertrophy for one day. Anyway, brand new video today on the YouTube channel, Swolenormous channel. Of course, make sure you go check because YouTube will not be honoring notifications that well. They haven't been, so my videos aren't getting as much reach. So make sure you go and check it out every day. Dropped it again. Those of you that are in Swole Text, you'll be getting some, you know, new updates and you'll hear the latest and the greatest. We had our accountability meeting today. So those of you that are members that might have missed it, shame on you. We went over a lot of cool shit. A lot of cool shit went down. A lot of big changes are coming, big updates. We went deep a little, you know, in some of the things that are coming and getting released. So there's a lot of stuff that's underway, that's in development, and it's a big time of year. There's a lot of great stuff coming. So those of you that are new to this little Swole fam, this is really the place to be. It's the perfect time of year. We go hard every fucking holiday. We go hard on the bullshit. We go hard on the food. We go hard on, you know, that's what she said, but we go hard on all the fucking nonsense that you're subjected to. So if you want to stay accountable, if you want to stay locked in, if you want to stay focused, this is honestly the best place to be. So thank you so much for being here. If you're not yet subscribed, subscribe and remember to, check back every day. Daddy's here. Mwah. You want to learn more about joining the Swole fam, getting private access to Swole TV, to the private Facebook group, Swolenormous Uncensored, all that good stuff. Go check out SwolenormousX.com. All the links are over there. And this is fucking fire. I'm so amped. I'm in a good mood. All right, here we go. Episode 1305, my beaches.
The sun is shining. The birds are chirping. The bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Testicles. Welcome everyone to episode 1305 of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular swole cast, beard cast, broadcast, gang cast, man cast, pip cast, sleaze cast, slay cast in the realm. Because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. And you might be asking, Papa Swolio, what are you doing with a shirt on? And I might answer, well, I only wear a shirt if it's worth wearing. Now, yesterday's shirt was exposing the fact that I was not wearing a shirt underneath, all right? I was burying my manly chest and my nips through the plaid, but this one is a special edition. It just came in the mail, and dun, 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 dun. You ready for this? It's a fuck your peppermint mocha shirt. So of course I'm going to wear it. Bam. Who's getting their Christmas swole gear in the mail already? That came fast. That's what she said. Look at that. Fuck your peppermint mocha. That's why I'm wearing the shirt, because it's swole gear. Look at that guy. Look at that guy. Making those gains. You like that shit? How many of you got your gear in? I know some of you have been posting in the private Facebook group. So a lot of you have been posting your gear. Flexing on peeps. I like it. I like the way they're looking. Are you picking up what I'm putting down, fam? It's holiday season. Is it not? It's holiday season. We are ready to fucking go. We are ready to go, fam. What's up, beaches? Oh my goodness. What is up? All right. So I just got back from a yoga class. So I'm a little bit fucking out there. That was a great class. So thank you, Kat, if you're watching. Excellent class. Today's swole card. You ready? We got Swole Fam on the back, and yeah, guessed it, beaches. We got Swole Fam on the card. This is a delicious one. This is delicious. Swole Fam. Swole Fam 1305, signed by your boy, hashtag Swole Fam. If you want to win this one, this is a juicy one. Everyone loves a Swole Fam. Everyone loves a little Swole Fam in their life. Everyone needs a little Swole Fam in their life. Am I right? Am I right? So let's see. Today we're going to talk about commitment. I'm talking about discipline. We'll talk about consistency. So usually when I ask all of you, when we do episodes and I say, what's the most important thing to get results? What's the number one thing? What's the number one thing that you should do? Would you agree it's, you say discipline, people say consistency, people say, I say just fucking starting. That's one of the most important things. It's easy to say discipline. It's easy to say consistency, but literally starting comes before all of that. You know, if you don't start, you can't be consistent. You know, there's nothing to be consistent with. You have to start so you can be consistent. You have to start so you can commit. Otherwise, you're just committing to not doing anything. You could be disciplined, but it doesn't matter if you don't start. You have to be disciplined to continue and to perpetuate that consistency and commitment. And a lot of these words cross over. I'm not sitting here going to go through each definition. It's not really important exactly what it means, those words. What it's important to understand is what they represent in the fitness and nutrition game, you know, in life. And you can spread and start thinking about all sorts of different things. But when it comes to getting results, a lot of people just don't start. You know, it's seen from the outside as so challenging. It's so challenging from the outside. If you're not doing a workout program, if you've never exercised before, you see videos of people sweating and lifting and straining. When you start practicing, it hurts and it burns and you feel sore and uncomfortable. I can't overstate enough how quickly that goes away. That initial discomfort of just being sore. Whenever you talk to someone who just started working out, they're like, is it normal to be this sore? I can barely move. It took me 2 weeks. Oh my God, it just hurt. I couldn't even stand up. I guarantee if most of us watching, because most of you work out too, of course, you're watching this podcast. If you're watching this fucking guy, you're training regularly. It's amazing. Like if that experience or that feeling was probably relative to what we normally do, you'd be like, oh, that's, you mean you worked yesterday? You mean you worked out yesterday? You mean you worked out yesterday? You felt, of course you're feeling sore. Of course you're feeling a little bit stiff. You lifted, you broke down muscle tissue, you overloaded your body. It's supposed to hurt. It's supposed to feel uncomfortable. It's not supposed to cripple you. It's not supposed to put you in a coffin. It's not supposed to be fucking macro trauma, but a lot of people overdo it. That's why you have to be careful with personal trainers and people that it's, I guess I would say it's less common today. I would say because information is so, there's so much information and there's so much good, people like to say terrible fitness stuff online. There's a lot of good stuff. Never has there ever been a time in history where you could see so many people do a squat, for example, or a lunge or some, you know, I mean, you're going to see bad stuff too, but you're going to see a lot of good form too. Like there's a good chance you'll see someone doing it with at least decent form, you know, more often than not. You'll see a lot of dumb, stupid shit, but you'll get the right idea. You can research it quickly. It's at your fingertips. It's not like, I don't know what to do to exercise. It's right there. You have to look for the information. You have to actually put a little effort in and go look and, you know, type it into Google and watch a couple of videos and just put action. But again, it comes down to action. It comes down to action. It comes down to that first action. Think about it. All the ideas. I have a book here. Where is it? Maybe it's over there. It's on the ground. I have a book. It's like a, I don't say it's a master book, but it's a book where I keep my ideas and I plan stuff out and I write it out because I like to write. It's nice to type things out. It's nice to have notepad, but I like to do custom shapes and arrows. And I like it. It matches more of like how my brain thinks on the fly. So I can get information out faster and then I can organize it later. that has so many ideas in there. But what I like about the way that I work is I have ideas, but I put them into play, or I just eject them. I don't have ideas. Oh, that's a good idea. I'll put that on the side. Yeah, sometimes you sideline an idea, but an idea doesn't mean anything. You could want to exercise. You can want to go to the gym. You can want and you can wish, but it's not going to get you more muscle. It's not going to get you stronger. It's just working. It's the work. It's putting in the effort. It's not going to get you just, you can think all you want unless you actually execute on that idea. And I still have this card. This is not the card for the day. This is my card. My card. Okay. I have that right here. I have that right here on my computer. Execute more. My card. My card. You know what? That should be, maybe that'll be the card for tomorrow, but stay tuned. Okay. You have to execute more. You have to do more stuff. Do more things. What do you think the elimination diet is? And drop it in the comments if you are currently doing or you have done an elimination diet before. And a lot of you have, because a lot of you are Swolenormous X members and you have done the nutrition jumpstart. You've gone through that stuff in the kitchen inside Swolenormous X. And if you want to learn more, swolenormousx.com, but all those links are down below this video or in the description. And most of you probably heard me mention Swolenormous X before. That's all execution. That's literally all execution. Literally all execution. The elimination diet is not conjecture about what you might be eating that might suit you. The elimination diet is not, oh, you might like these foods, or this might work, or I wonder what would happen if you did keto, or I wonder what would happen if you went pescatarian. It walks you through it. It forces you to take action. So when you start inside Swolenormous X, it's like you are already funneled into action. You're funneled into getting shit done. That's how I run. That's the best way to approach it. You're funneled into execution, and you're funneled right into listening to what your body wants, but not listening and like, oh, letting your body tell you, listening to what it's listen to the reaction to what you're doing. Learning how to pay attention to your body signals, not just intuitive eating, because your microbiome, everything inside your fucking body is off fucking kilter. You got imbalances of bacteria, probably like not the ones that you want. You got these sugar pounding bacteria. You have all this junk and fucking crap entering your body, shit food, fast food, soda, junk. You're not exercising. You're just like, it's like when you have a towel and you wipe the floor, you had a spill on the floor and you wipe it up with like water and the water's dirty. And if you leave the towel on the ground, it's going to smell funky. You get that mold, that kind of like nasty gunk. That's what's inside your body. If you're not twisting and wringing shit out, if you're not sweating and moving and twisting, doing yoga and breathing, using your muscles, eating good food's coming in, you know, waste that is necessary is going out. You're drinking plenty of water. You're getting rest. Like you're fueling, you're refueling, you're breaking down, you're helping it rebuild. So many people just smash. You smash your nervous system. You just exhaust yourself. You don't get sleep. You stress the fuck out of yourself and you never relieve that stress. You don't have physical outputs because you don't move during the day. You punish your body with garbage food going in. If you hear everything that I just said, people are just literally bathing in nuclear waste of life from a health standpoint. They're not exercising, not getting enough sunlight. They're not drinking enough water. They're not bending and moving and twisting. They're barely fucking walking. They're eating crap foods. It's like they're internally stressed. They're externally understressed. It's holy shit. Like you're literally just putting yourself in a box. Remember like how Chinese used to do the foot binding for the women? You're doing like life binding. You're binding your whole body. You're just not moving and you're not feeding it right. You're not hydrating it right. What do you think is going to happen? Come on. What do you think? Drop it in the fucking comments. Wake the fuck up. What do you think is going to fucking happen? What do you think is going to happen if you don't move and you pound shit? You don't move. You just eat shit all fucking day. You barely drink water. How is your body getting water? Oh, from Coca-Cola. Okay, it's liquid. drink all the soda you want, but I worked out. I deserve 32 ounces of fucking Gatorade. You worked out. You did a half an hour workout. You went on the elliptical for 20 of those fucking minutes. You talked to the person at the front desk for 10, and you deserve 60 grams of fucking pure sugar in radioactive blue water. Like, that's what you deserve because you worked out so hard. People, do you understand how much exercise you need to expel to need sugar replacement? Really, you don't need to be drinking liquid sugar unless you're doing endurance exercise. No joke. If you're doing like 2 hours of fucking cardio, okay, you can sip on like a very diluted carbohydrate beverage. And there's various ways to do that. But if you're going to the gym and you're lifting weights, don't be drinking a fucking Gatorade and lifting weights unless you have some medical condition. Oh, don't be an idiot. All right. This is what I'm saying. Don't be like, oh, well, he said so. If you have some fucking horrible problem, you don't need to be sucking down sugar while you're lifting weights. You don't have to. I've done it. It doesn't do a fucking thing. It's not necessary. It's just extra calories. I love, you know what? That's my experience. And I've tried. The reason why I talk about so many things is because I've done so many things. I've actually tried these things for me. Some people like other things and wow, shocker. You don't have to do it my way, but this is because I've tried those things. I've done the sugar during, I've done it before and after. No, I look better. I feel better. I perform better now. No joke. No, Gatorade is trash anyway, but you know what I mean? Like, people are sucking down Gatorade and they're just lifting some fucking weights and they're not even lifting hard. They're not even really having a hard workout. People just want soda. They just want soda that they don't feel guilty about. Gatorade is just non-carbonated soda. It's a sugar water, but it's Gatorade. So, I mean, and look, they're in the gym, they're moving, they're not sitting at home. So at least it's better than sitting at home drinking a beer, being in the gym, drinking a Gatorade. I suppose beer is hydrating. Beer, this is quite exactly the opposite. Alcohol is dehydrating. You have to Google it, but the mechanism, I think what alcohol binds to antidiuretic hormone. So you just piss more. You piss out more than you should normally. In other words, your body is like impaired in measuring your water levels. That might be true. I forget the exact mechanism like that, but there's a reason why you piss more and that's why you have a headache the next day. That's why you get a hangover. It's one of the reasons is dehydration, because you urinate and you get rid of more water than you should. It's like your body doesn't know, oh shit, we should be keeping some of this for ourselves. So you piss extra. So if you're drinking a beer, drink some water in between, you'll be fine. If you chug water, you'll be fine. If you hydrate. But why are you drinking so much that you're gonna have a hangover and have that concern? Just hydrate like a motherfucker. Chrissy Phoenix, starting the 90-day dash tomorrow. Looking forward to moving forward. Damn straight, Beesh. Love it. Chrissy. No wonder people feel horrible. Yeah, no fucking shit. Shocker. Like, you're literally taking creatures that are supposed to move, keeping them from moving. And then what you're doing is you're just pounding them with sugar, liquid fucking calories. Then they're stressed out. Then they're breathing in toxic fumes. A lot of people are smoking or they're drinking, eating crap, stressed out physically, emotionally. Shit quality food, empty fucking calories, and too much empty fucking calories. It's a perfect storm of absolute disaster. It's a perfect storm of obesity. Did I say the obesity word? Did I say that? Oh, I should have put an asterisk over the O. Sorry, Madeline. Fuck your couch, Beesh. Oh, yeah. Papa Swolio. All right, let's go into the comments a little bit. What's going on? That's all a hangover is, dehydration. Preach. Yes. I don't know why I started saying that with Arnold's voice. Timothy Strahan. Y'all, sugar is the first thing I'm cutting out of starting my elimination diet. Good for you, bro. Good for you. Sugar is the first thing. Don't forget sugar. All the carbs are going to be broken down to sugar. So you can't avoid that completely. But I'm assuming you mean soda and extra added sugar. Yeah. Whiskey with water for me. I like some scotch. I'll probably have some tonight. Tonight might be a fire and ice night. Yeah, might be. Got some stuff to do. It's a little bit chilly outside. Floridians, holy shit, winter's here. It's like 70 degrees. Yeah. Baby, it's cold outside. Baby, it's swole outside. Papa's wearing a shirt. Say what? I am, but look, this is different. This is not the plaid. This is the fuck your peppermint mocha, so I'm allowed to. I'm approved. I can do that. I can wear a shirt if it's swole gear. How about that? If it's one, it has to expose the fact that I'm not wearing a shirt underneath. This obviously does. So it's a lot of skin. I think we have to have some ground rules. The plaid is approved because it's open, can still show the nips, can still show the chest. Obviously not wearing a shirt underneath the plaid, so that plays. And swole gear. You know, this is swole gear. Swole gear is acceptable. You are the swole master. Aye. Papa Swario. Aye, Miyagi say, thank you very much. Tanaka say, thank you. Hi. Heather Allen was just at my son's baseball practice, and so many of the coaches from the side look like pregnant women. It's terrible. Oh, but that's Heather. You shouldn't be fat. That's fat shaming, Heather. That's fat shaming. No one calls a man with a beer belly, oh, well, you're plus sized. Where is that? It's all about fat women. Can we be honest about this already? Can we have this conversation like in this not safe space? Can we really just fucking talk like honestly? It's fat women that have this problem. It's fat women that need this kind of coddling. Where are the fat men that give a fuck? We're the fat men fighting for body positivity that have beer guts. Like, we're talking the beach ball, like the tight that look like they're about to pop. They're not fighting for body positivity. They're just drinking beer and fucking doing their goddamn thing. It's fucking bullshit. Obesity is a medical term and it's fact. Oh, it is. It is. It is a fact. It is a fact. Just go outside and take a look around. Take a gander. I'm scrolling. The men are big and tall or husky? Well, yeah, the dad bod. Ooh, the dad bod. Look, a fat gut's not a dad bod. That's a lazy fucking man. That's a man that's not putting in work. No excuse to have a dad bod. Don't give me that shit. You're a father, so you can just be fat as fuck. You're a father, so you can have fucking tits. You're a father that you can be fucking soggy like a piece of spaghetti. Get the fuck out of here. Lift some fucking weights. Eat a steak. Go to the fucking gym. Ladies, too. Fuck. Go fucking lift something. Go to the fucking gym. But it burns, but it hurts, and I don't know what to do. Should I eat carbs or not? Eat some fucking real food and go to the gym. Go to lift some fucking weights. I'm going to have a seizure. I'm starting to twitch a little bit. Oh, precious. It makes me just want to fucking like eat this microphone. I'm going to eat this fucking microphone. I am literally just going to ravenously eat this fucking foam. But it's going to look like I'm sucking a big black dick, so I'm probably not going to do that. Oh my God. But Leonardo DiCaprio has a dad bod. It's a fucking fame. I don't care if he has a fucking dad bod. Fucking dad bod. He doesn't have a dad bod. He has a fat bod. No such thing as a dad bod. There's a fat bod. Women have fat bods and men have fat bods. You know what? I think I'm going to rage about that. I think we're going nuts on chin for tomorrow. I think we're going nuts on chin, shall we? Shall we? The fucking dad bod. The fat bod. You have a fat bod. You are fat. Okay? Easy, okay? We understand, yes? Yes, you have fat bod. Fat. Fat on your bod. Too much fat. Lots of fat. Do you know how I know too much fat? Because I look at you and I say, oh, he fat as fuck. If you can see someone's fucking, you can tell when someone's fat. You can tell. It's not in the right places, okay? It's not in the right places. Girl's like, I got a fat ass. And like, no, you have a fat ass. You don't have a, oh, I'm thick. Now it's, I forgot about this. You, girls aren't fat. Even like overweight women aren't fat. They're thick. They're thick with fat. Thick is fat. Thick is fat. Okay. I'm thick. Now you're fat. Maybe not as fat as someone who's fatter than you, but you're fat. You're fatter than someone who would not be called thick. But if you're not thick, is thick straight sized? Or do you have to be? See, look, we got a lot of stuff. There's a lot of things we got to hash out. We got to dig into this, fam. We got to get into this. We got to figure this out. We have to figure this out. This has to be answered. This is a question the people need to know. The people have a right to know. They have a right to know about this. They have a right to know the truth that fat people are actually fat, that a fat man is not a dad bod. That's a fat fucking man. That a fat woman is not plus size. She's fat. That's a fat fucking woman. You're plus sized? Okay. You can call yourself what you want. You're fat. That's fine. It's okay. It's okay. I got a fat fucking mouth and I say a lot of things. No one's going to like that. Some people won't. You might not like it. It's okay. You guys know. You guys know what I really mean. You guys know what I really mean. A lot of you watching, a lot of you listening are probably fat. You're probably laughing your fucking ass off because you're doing something about it. Good for you. You're fucking taking care of yourself. You have any idea? You have any idea? You have any fucking idea how much I respect when someone's like overweight? You know, fat, even obese, that's working hard to fucking get better. You were dealt the shitty end of the stick too. You take responsibility for it. Now you're fixing it. You know, it's not easy to get, you were fed this way from your parents and you grew up. You just weren't exposed to the other shit. You weren't exposed to fitness. You didn't grow up with sports and stuff like that. Maybe you were, didn't have the money or just weren't in a good area. You know, maybe you're working since you were fucking 10. Like, I don't know. But if you're doing something about it, fucking do something about it. That's what I like. You're doing something cool. You're a fucking equal. You're working your ass off. Get it done. That's it. It's all about the effort. It's all about the effort and not like pretending like you believe in something to make it easier for yourself. Like, don't distort the facts. Don't distort the fucking facts. Don't distort your own reality to suit your fucking feelings. All right, that's your situation. Cool, and you fucking own it. And if you own it, those of you that are watching that are in that situation, if you own it, it's not bothering you. Why? Because you're not internalizing that. You know who I'm talking to, and you know I ain't talking about you. I'm talking about lazy motherfuckers. I'm talking about people that pretend like they are different. They're not, that they're exceptions from the rule or to the rule, that they're not part of like the normal, they're not part of the normal process of like life and death that other people are. They're not subject. Oh, just because you feel like calling it something else doesn't change the fact that it's fucking you up. Doesn't change the fact. You can call it whatever you want. When you see someone who's huge, that looks circular. All right. When you see a human being that looks like a circle, you can call it plus size. You can call it big. You can call it holy fucking shit. You can call it thick. You can call it whatever you want. What is it? That's a big human. That's a lot bigger than most humans. And a lot of big humans don't live very long. They have a lot of problems. Why? Well, you got to go to the medical school. Read the research. Yup. It's not good for you. Not eating right. Not exercising. It'll catch up to you. Sure will. Timothy, seeing my medical chart at the doctor's office with it saying I'm morbidly obese was the eye-awakening moment. I'm currently at 308 pounds and started at 323 2 months ago. Timothy, I think everyone needs to drop some gorillas and some biceps in the comments for Timothy. Fuck yeah, bro. Look at that. 15 pounds in 2 months. That's phenomenal. And here's what's going to happen. You're going to get that like little steamroller. You're going to get that fucking momentum going. 15 pounds in 2 months. Just keep doing what you're doing. That's a perfect pace. A lot of people get frustrated. I mean, how many of you got frustrated losing? Because that we talk on social media, all you hear about are the extreme. You hear about the people that lost 100 fucking pounds. You hear about the people that lost 200 pounds. You only hear about the extremes. So you forget that 15 pounds is a fucking massive amount of weight. In 2 months, that's phenomenal. That means you're losing about 1 to 2 pounds a week, just under 2 pounds a week, which is fucking perfect. That's healthy. And that's the high end of healthy. Like that's, you're really doing it well. And that means it's more likely to be sustainable. So you're probably doing it the right way. So keep going. Keep going. You're not doing anything super extreme. You're not trying to shed 30 pounds in a month. If you're in it for the right reasons and you're in it for lifelong changes, you're going to lose a lot of weight. You're going to clean up a lot better and a lot faster and healthier. And you're going to be in a better headspace if you fucking do it this way. If you do quick fixes, you're not in the right mindset because you're going for that short little sprint. You're trying to get results now rather than setting yourself up with a foundation for results for the rest of your life. So you kind of crash and burn. And then what was that all that time for? Like it wasn't worth it. It's not worth it. It's not worth to sprint and crash. It's more worth to set the foundation for a bigger building and to make more progress because then that's sustainable. It might not come as quickly. That's what she said. But it'll be more meaningful. It'll be more long-term. And that's really the game. Do we need a water break? Don't we, fam? By the way, hashtag swole fam. If you want to win this card today, let's get some water break. We want some water break. Do you want some water break? Drop some water droplets. If I see some water droplets, we'll do a water break. Oh my God. I need water. Come on. Water droplets. Here we go. Water break, fam. Ready? My mouth is dry. I'm parched. I'm parched, people. Maybe I'll do a Kevin Spacey from House of Cards. Mr. Underwood. Without the molesting or issues from that, you know. Do we crash here? Do we crash on the... Oh my God, my bandwidth just fucking tanked. Oh, right before the... You sons of fucking bitches. God damn it, YouTube. Hold on, I'm offline right now if you're listening to the podcast. Ain't that about a bitch? Just about to do... This is what happens. Gotta wait for it to come back. So I'm... Water broke. I'm monitoring my online activity. And all of a sudden, it just right when I was going to go for the water break, I think everyone just crashed the server. I think that's what happened. So literally, I'm not going to do the water break. Well, I'm going to drink a little bit, but the audio is still going. Okay, I don't know why it cut out like that. I'm still seeing the comments though. Hunt fish keto just couldn't handle the water break. What? Hold on a second. Why? What? Why that timing? Don't worry, I didn't do the water break without anyone. Why? What was that all about? Why? All of a sudden, like my bandwidth was consistent the entire time. And right when I was about to do the water break, I saw the fucking chart just go brunk because I'm monitoring it right now. And all of a sudden it just went like, and like bottomed out right when I was going to do it. So I paused. So those of you that are listening to the podcast, I still saw your comments coming up. So I was still talking the whole time. Are we good? We're streaming now. Can we get a little water break? Please, please. Comcast, may I? Oh, thank you, sir. May I have some bandwidth? Oh, thank you, sir. Please. Oh, please, Mr. Google. Oh, please, Mr. Zuckerberg. Let me have some internets, please. Let me have the internets, the megabits, please. Let me do the live streaming. Let's see. Oh, we're good. All right. Oh, so everyone heard me do that. All right, awkward. Here we go. Water break in tres, dos, y uno. Dale. Bebedo. Something like that. Yeah. Mmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, cramp. Finger cramp. Oh, oh yeah. Mmm. Was that as good for you as it was for me? I'll tell you. Wait, I didn't get a burp this time. Wait, no, it's coming. Hold on. God damn it. Come on. Come on. Come on. Clear. Wait, no, it's coming. It'll probably come in a couple minutes. That's what she said. Ow. There we go. I did it. I also pooped today, fam. So yay me. All right. It is a Monday after all. Monday is one of my poop days. I intermittent poop. I don't know if you guys do that too. You ever do that? I know a lot of you, that's a new thing. I don't know if you read the latest research, but you might be intermittent fasting, but intermittent pooping is the new thing. So I'll get more into that in another episode. I don't want to overload you too much today. Let's see. Oh, I think it cut off. I think the comments cut off. I think we're delayed a bunch. So maybe I wasn't seeing your comments on the break. Maybe you're just commenting so fast that now I'm catching up. Oh my goodness. What a weird little segment for those of you that are catching up now. You're catching up the broadcast. This is what happens. This is the life of the live stream. It's like, I see what's going out there. I see that if people are seeing me now, I don't know if people are watching me live. I don't know if they're watching me 2 minutes ago. I don't know if these comments are coming up in real time. That's kind of how, like, when I go in different topics, I have to get comments. I have to say, drop in the comments below sometimes because I need to know where these comments are. If you're talking, what you're talking about. Cause if you're just answering straight and I'm like, what are you referring to? You know, I gotta be clear. I gotta be like, hey, comment below about the intermittent pooping. Have you tried intermittent pooping? That should have been the card of the day. Hashtag IP. Oh, that's ironic, right? Hashtag IP. Cause get it? IP, like urinate, pee, I'm peeing. Okie dokie. All right. I'll be here all week. Thank you, fam. And I literally will be here all week, every single day. Make sure you hit the like button, subscribe, hit that bell for notificaciones. Did everyone sign? No, a bunch of, why is everyone signing off? Am I still lost on YouTube? Am I really off on YouTube? Oh no. YouTube. That's why the Facebook, that's why I'm seeing a lot of Facebook comments pop up. Did they fucking, you sons of bitches. It says I'm streaming. Everything is fine. Did YouTube block me? Ooh, did YouTube flag my podcast? Do you think they killed it? No. No. I don't believe it. I think I'm still streaming on YouTube. Let me load it up first. Hang on, everybody. Just keep dropping some comments. I'll read some comments out. We got, you know, hey, we're doing it. This happens, man. This happens. We'll be all good. We shall see. People didn't like what I said. I said what I said. I said what I meant. I mean what I say every day. Let's see. Swole fan, coffee pooper. You were out for a minute. Now you're back. I'm not seeing the comments though. Weird. YouTube is fine. Okay. So I lost you on my streaming site. So now I'm looking at the phone peep. So hold on, let me just get my stand up. So it looks like I'm not going to be able to. So when I do the Swole Fam card, I'll do from who commented earlier. It's so awkward. So I got the Facebook chat here and now I got the YouTube here. Yeah. All right. So I have to like look at two chat logs. We're about wrapping up anyway. I got to go make some food. It's all right for tonight. This is a little bit too confusing. It's going to blow my mind. This is going to blow my mind too much. I kind of did my rant. I'll just read a couple comments. We'll wrap up in a little bit. We'll do the Swole Fam card. That just kind of blew my mind. I'm looking at myself. I see myself in five fucking places. Four. One, two, three, four, five. Like looking at my reflection. Whew. Man, mind is blown. Blown minds. Minds are blown. Totally blown. Let's see here. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, come here, girl. Fucking TikTok. God damn it. I get like all these little snippets of songs stuck in my fucking head. Oh my goodness. I get some nasty anxiety. If like I'm in the store or I'm in somewhere and I hear on the radio, it pops up. If a song pops up that I've been like hearing on TikTok, I'll like, fuck. I expect to turn around and see all these girls go like this. Fucking whatever they're doing. Kids these days, get off my lawn. Get off my lawn. Shit. When I was your age, I wasn't talking and tacking and ticking. I was building my own food. That's right. I built my food. You go to the store and you buy a steak. Well, I built food. Oh, whatever. I poop every day around the same time. Consistency is key. I think intermittent pooping is the future. I see you, Papa. People are like, I see you, Papa. I see you. I see you, baby. Shaking those gains. Shaking those gains. Shaking those gains. I see you, baby. Sorry, Papa. Got to poop every day. All right. Coffee pooper. There we go. Scrolling, streaming, fine on YouTube. I don't, God, these comments. I think I missed comments on my, there we go. Gain train starts at 3:30 a.m. Danny dropped about 20 card requests. No spamming. All right. Where the fuck was my head at? All right, my head just exploded. I'm hungry. I haven't eaten yet, so I need to go make some food. All right, this just blew my mind. Anyway, fam, so let's see. Today, major announcements in today's accountability meeting for those of you that are Swolenormous X members, Swolenormous Akis. And a reminder that to check out the Swolenormous channel on YouTube because posting daily videos, but you might not get notified. So make sure you go and check that out. Going to have a great fire one tomorrow. Fire. I think I'm going to make a video. I think I'm going to do Nuts on Chin about the dad bod and fat bod. Let's talk about some dudes. Let's talk about how dudes are not fucking complaining. Let's just talk some shit. Let's lay some fucking smackdown. You ready for that? You ready? You want some Nuts on Chin tomorrow? You want some NOC? I'll give it to you. You're going to get it. You're going to fucking get it. All right. You got it. We'll do it. So Nuts on Chin tomorrow. And those of you that are in Swolenormous X, I'll be doing, giving you some swole texts and stuff and give you some updates because we're moving some things around and making some moves. So I will be giving you the latest and the greatest, but I'm stoked. Where are you going? Where do you think you're going? We have an intruder. How dare you? I'm doing a podcast. You know better. You know I was doing a podcast. You always interrupt me. You want attention? Oh, because you weren't on camera today? You think you can do that? You think you have the right? You're so tiny. Okay. You think you have the right to interrupt my podcast? Oh my goodness. She has no right. She's rude. She just wants to, might take her for a little walk. Is it time to eat? You want to go for a little walk? You want to go for a walk? She's like, yes, I want to go for a fucking walk. Stop asking me. And take me already. No, I don't do sledge. Someone asked me, they saw my half tire, if I do sledge work in the apartment. No, it's for sledge work, but I don't use it for that. I actually stretch on it. It's really good for lifting and stuff too. Super cool. It's for the swole hand, the Thor hammer smash. She says time to eat. It sure is. All right. Nuts on Chin. I will indulge you. I'm just going to go on a rant, literally straight rant. And tomorrow is Tuesday. Well, we'll have some fucking firecast all week, but just a reminder. Swole fam is a card for today. Let me scroll. Let me see. Scrolling. Let's see what we got here. Swole fam, scrolling. Trying to find some swole fam. All right, congratulations. I don't know. Cat. Congratulations, Cat. Cat on YouTube, literally K-A-T. Okay, Cat. Congratulations. Congratulations, Cat. Everyone say congratulations, Cat. That's K-A-T. Congratulations. Make sure you email support@swolenormous.com with swole card, swole fam, maybe, you know, put the number 1305 in the subject and your mailing address, and we'll get you that swole fam card. Congratulations, Cat. And we'll be doing more of these tomorrow. Tomorrow, we're going to drop some fucking fire. Tomorrow, we're going to drop some more swole cards. We're going to go deep on some. I feel like tomorrow is going to be something. Something's going to happen. Something about tomorrow. Something's coming. Something. I just have a feeling. Something's on the horizon. I don't know. Something big. Something big. Something big's on the horizon. Something big, fam. Something big. Anyway, go check me out. Go follow Papa Swolio. Go follow me at Papa Swolio on TikTok if you want some fire. We're going deep on there every fucking day. There's a lot of stuff coming, a lot of stuff changing. And those of you that are Swole Normous X members, check out today's accountability meeting. It's also uploaded in Swole TV. Just go to your main menu and click on Swole TV. And for those of you that like to go into the Facebook group, it's also probably pinned to the top, or it's one of the recent videos from the live stream earlier today. But thank you so much for joining me for episode 1305. And I will see you tomorrow for 1306 of the Most Muscular's Swolecast, tongue-tied, Swolecast, a beardcast, broadcast, gangcast, mancast, pimpcast, sleazecast, slaycast in the realm, because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. Thank you for joining me. See you tomorrow for 1306. Peace, McGeese. Deuce, McGoose, your boy, Papa Swolio. Oh, out.